It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. First, beginning of Hilchos Pesach, Shailim b'Hilchos HaPesach, Kaidim HaPesach Shiloshim Yoyim. We start already asking, learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before. The Ramah adds on, U'minig liknoi schitim l'chalkan l'aniyim u'tzarech Pesach. And the minig by Klal Yisrael is to ready to buy wheat to give out to the aniyim for Pesach. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal said, the Ramah starts off with a vav. U'minig liknoi. So add some minig to buy. He said, I was always bothered, why a vav? U'minig. Is there any connection between the din of the Ramah and the din of the Mechaber? Shailim behilchos Pesach, kaidim Pesach shloshim yoyim. One idea, one halacha. And minig to give the aniyim money for Pesach, to buy wheat for Pesach. What's the minig? The Moshe said minig. No din, it's a minig to give the aniyim money for Pesach. And Nitzri said, the answer is with a ma'aseh shehayah. And he said that during the Mochama, the Germans conquered Poland on one side, the Russians were coming from the other side, and many of the Bach of the Yeshiva ended up in Litta in the middle with the Russians on one side and the Germans on the other side. And they ended up in Vilna as an Im Miklot for a while. They were in Vilna, and many people were cut off from their families. The families were on one side and they were on the other side. Rav Chaim Oizer, the God of Ador, was in Vilna. So when Yaakov Galinsky came to Vilna after Bachar, he wanted to go in and talk to Rav Chaim Oizer, meet the God of Ador. So he knew one of his relatives. He was able to get an appointment to go see Rav Chaim Oizer. He had an appointment for 11 o'clock the next morning. So Rav Yaakov Galinsky, the night before I went to see Rav Chaim Oizer, I couldn't sleep. I was up the whole night. What did I do the whole night? I chazed over. I was learning. I chazed over. What was I learning? I was learning Masechet Yevamah Mesnei. The whole night I was chazing over Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Pairus Tzareseyen, Metzores Tzareseyen, Menachalitzim, Menayibum, Metzayfa Oilum. The 15 Noshim, the Pater, the Tzores, the Tzoresores, Mechalitzim, Ibum, and so on. And I chazed over all the Sugyas and Yevamahs. So I figured tomorrow when I go into Reb Chaim Meiser, what's he going to ask me? He's going to ask me, no, Yeshiva Bacha. No, first question, what are you learning? Second question, no, it's a Chiddush, tell me something you learned. A third question, no, a Gotera, it's another Chiddush. Comes the next morning, I came to Reb Chaim Meiser's house and there's a line. I'm waiting in line, and finally comes my turn, and I'm rehearsing in my head what Shtikl Torah to say over, what to say over to Reb Chaim Meiser. I came into Reb Chaim Meiser, and I thought he's going to ask me when I'm learning a Chiddush, those three questions. Instead, Reb Chaim Meiser asked me three different questions. The first question he asked me was, when was the last time I received a letter from my parents? When was the last time I had any contact with my parents? I was a little taken aback, says Rabbi Akulinsky, but I answered him over half a year. My parents are on the Russian side, I was on this side, and for half a year I have no contact with my parents. Rabbi Chaim Eizer asked me a second question. Do you have a blanket to sleep with at night? Do you have a blanket to keep you warm at night? So Rabbi Akulinsky said, a bed Rabbi Chaim Eizer didn't ask me because Yeshiva Bacha slept in those days on a bench in the Beis Medrash, that was his bed. But he wanted if I had a blanket. It was very cold. Without a blanket, a person could freeze. He wanted if I had a blanket to sleep at night. And then he says to me, can I look at your shoes? Show me your shoes. Let me see your shoes. So he asked me to see my shoes. He was very embarrassed because the way his shoes looked, it wasn't exactly put together. The way he said over the story was in a Vardik, they would use the Russian, that the Yeshiva Brochim's shoes were kulam uhuvim, kulam brurim, kulam paischim es pihem. That's what the Yeshiva Bacha shoes looked like in the Vardik. So he's a little embarrassed to show Reb Chaim Oizer what his shoes looked like. But Chaim Oizer asked to see his shoes. So he showed him his torn, patched up, ripped shoes. Chaim Oizer reaches into the drawer, takes up money, and says, here, go buy yourself a new pair of shoes, and my house is open to you for 24 hours a day. If you need anything, come back. Yaakov, he says, he started to cry. He started to cry. He says, he felt so emotional, he started to cry. It was the first time they felt somebody cared for him, and somebody was concerned about his welfare. With everything going on, with the Muhammad going on, everyone was running, again, no one had time. It was the first time he felt that somebody cared for him. And he said, his line after was, I thought Reb Chaim Meiser would ask me about the tzaris and tzaris they're saying of Masechet Yevamos. Instead, he asked me about my own tzaris. He asked me about my own tzaris, what my troubles were, what I need. And he says, I realized how much it means when someone cares for somebody else. He says, perhaps that's the pshat in Ramo. Umminig. It's very nice to ask about Hilchas Pesach. It's very nice to darshan. But don't forget, umminig to take care of Daniim also. Besides the learning, besides darshaning Hilchas Pesach, don't forget the Aniim. There are many people out there that need the chizik, that need the help, that need a friendly shoulder to cry on. They need to know people care about them. Besides the learning, it's just as important to buy wheat and to take care of the aniyim for Pesach. Pesach is Zman Chelusenu. This mashal we mentioned many times, probably last Yom Tov, famous mashal from the Dumna Magid. We know when the Yom Tov comes around, it's not just a celebration of what happened years ago, but in Shemayim, the whole scene is repeating itself over again, and all the hashpois and the oiris of the Yom Tov come down to this world, and a person could feel the kedusha and have the uplifting of the Yom Tov itself. Zman Chelusenu. Dun Magan is a famous marshal. The king was once traveling through the desert with his entourage, with all his soldiers, and in the middle of the desert, they run out of water. They run out of water. There's no water, and they're trudging, trying to reach the end, and one of the soldiers faints, and they have to get water fast. So the king sees there's no etzah. So he tells one of the fastest soldiers that he has, take a horse and ride till you find water as fast as you can and come back as fast as you can to save this man's life. We have to bring water fast. And the soldier takes off. And they're waiting and they're waiting, and the king notices that the soldier that fainted is not in good shape at all. He's getting dehydrated and he has to have water fast. There's no weights. The king says there's only one thing we can do. Start digging right now. Let's dig. Maybe if we dig deep enough, we'll find some water that will save his life. And the soldiers start to dig, and dig, and dig. And after a while, one gives a scream, water! Found water! They're quickly able to take out a pail of water, and they're able to revive the soldier. A while later, the fast soldier comes running back from the river with a pail of water. And he sees, he's a little bit too late, he sees they already had water. They already revived the soldier. The soldiers who did the digging tell the king, you know, we worked so hard for nothing. We dug and we dug, you know. Would have waited a few more minutes. We could have spared ourselves all the bother of digging because he brought back water from the river. Why do we have to bother to dig for? And the king says, it's true that right now we had water both ways, from the digging and from the river. But tomorrow, imagine if someone else passes by here tomorrow. And he feels dehydrated and he needs water. If you tell him that yesterday, the king's soldier brought water from the river when someone else fainted, it's not going to help him at all. Because he can't go to the river now. But if you tell him there's a well here, yesterday they dug, and there's water underneath, there's a well in this spot, he'll know there's water here that could save his life. And that water he'll be able to use to save himself. Says the Dumna Magid, every young is not pshat that once upon a time there was water that came. This is a man Chelusenu, this is a man Matan Tayresenu, and this is a man Simchasenu. It wasn't that it happened once upon a time. There's a well. Pesach time, there's a well filled with Zman Chelusenu. And every Pesach, that well opens up. And just like when we left Mitzrayim, we had Cheirus, Zman Chelusenu, we felt it, Me'avdus L'Cheirus. Every Pesach, that well opens up, and anybody who wants can be sure you could draw out from that well. May Abdus L'Cheirus, Zman Chelusenu. Every Yom Tov we relive over and over again. The same Ashbois, the same Iris, are all there coming down the Nashemayim. The well is wide open on Yom Tov, Zman Chelusenu. Just a person has to want, a person has to realize it, a person has to behave the way he should properly, and a person can be Zoicha to Zman Chelusenu, May Abdus L'Cheirus. This is a beautiful piece of Mitzadik HaKayin in Divrei Soifrim Ois Tezayin. It's a short piece. Take a look at inside. And he has a very interesting insight. And he says, if you look at how Klal Yisrael started, I'm sorry, Divrei Soifrim Ois Tezayin. It's a short piece, not a long piece. This is a very, very interesting insight. If you look at the foundations of Bnei Yisrael as a nation, it seems that we started off with no hope at all. Avram and Sarah. Avram was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 years old. Alpi derech hateva, there was no way that Yitzchak could have been born. There was no way that Yitzchak would come into the world. The Gemara even says Sarah was an akara. There was no way that Yitzchak was going to be born. They gave up. Even Sarah, after the Malachim came, at Yitzchak Sarah bekir b'lema. Sarah left. How could it be? Avram's 100, I'm 90. How could it be that I'll have a child? Yush. What happened? After giving up, Yitzchak was born. That was the Gashmis. The Ruchnius worked the same way. When it came time to leave Mitzrayim, where were we? Memtes Shari Tumah. The bottom of the bottom. One more step, it would have been all over. Nun Shari Tumah, we couldn't have come out. Holding Mamish by the last step, ready to give up. It was so bad, Amalachim Tainit, Halo of the Avodah Zorah, Halo of the Avodah Zorah. There was no hope. We were almost gone, completely. The last second, just when it looks like it's all over, Yiyush, there's no hope. Hashem comes and saves, takes us out, and turns us into His nation, Bnei Yisrael. Says Reb Tzadik, why? Why was it that the Gashmias and the Ruchnias of Klal Yisrael started, Kamat, when it was over, Kamat, Yiyush, and from the last second, we had a Yeshua. And he says to teach us all that Yiyush has no place in the life of a Yid. In the life of a Yid, Yiyush has no place at all. His lashon is, Ein li Yehudi l'siyayesh mishum davar. A Yid should never give up hope from anything at all. Sayim ruchnis and sayim gashmis. A person sees the gashmis is not working out, there's always a Yeshua. Gamem roya atzma, if he sees himself, shemishtakeya v'holich b'inyonim hazeh, he's seeking into the taivis of olam hazeh. Al yisiyash ba'atzmoi. Don't give up and say, I can never separate and save myself. Ki an yiyush klal etzel ish yehudi. There's no yiyush by yid at all. And Hashem can save a person b'chol ha'inyin. The whole binyan, the whole building, the whole foundation of the Ummah Yisraelis of Klal Yisrael was after Yush. It teaches us there's no Yush. And then he says his famous vart, that when Avram went to fight against the Malachim, he says he took 318 Avodim with him. And Rashi tells us, who were the 318? Eliezer. What's the gematria of Eliezer? 318. Eliezer. Aleph, Lam, Yud, Ayin, Zayin, Resh is 318. So the Tzadik, what's the gematria of Yush? The word Yush, giving up? 317, one less. How does a person overcome Yush? Eliezer. 318. What's Eliezer? Keliezer. Hashem is my help. When a person has that bitachon, and he realizes that Hashem can help in all situations, Ein li Yehudi l'siyayesh klal. There's no such thing as Yush. Eliezer overcomes Yush. Okay. Tremendous chizik. Every year we go through Golus, Roshana Abba B'Yerushalayim, Roshana Abba B'Yerushalayim. No Yush, Eliezer, Kayach of a Yid is 318, Eliezer, Hashem will help, is one more than Yush, is one more than 300, 317. So, Shtaka B'Zaycha, Roshana Abba B'Yerushalayim this year, should be Takin next year, we should be in Yerushalayim, Shtaka B'Zaycha to see the beginning base of Mikdash, and be Asgal Tzadik, and Hashem, Amen.
Amen.